Welcome to Once an Eagle, a podcast written, performed, and produced by students at Glenn Elementary School in Normal, Illinois. In our podcast, we will explore whatever we're curious about. People, places, things, history, science, art, whatever we're interested in today. Special thanks go out to third grade teachers, Ms. Weichhoft and Ms. Brown, as well as our principal, Ms. Bakke. We couldn't have done it without your support. Thank you. On today's episode, we'll learn about some cool stuff about volcanoes, some facts about famous figures from history, and about the matter of matter. Enjoy the show!
Mia, stop reading this stupid book and help me with my homework!
My book is not stupid.
Whatever, just help me with my volcano homework.
Only if you pay me $1.
No way!
Fine, 2 quarters.
Fine!
Go get your homework.
What are volcanoes even?
A volcano is a hole or crack in the earth.
Okay, that's question one.
Any more questions?
Yeah, I have 3 more questions.
Okay, tell me.
Where can volcanoes be found?
They can be found by the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
Next.
Are volcanoes that have water?
Yes, silly. How old summer can you get?
I'm not dumb. What can sticky lava even do?
Sticky lava moves very slowly.
Okay, we're done.
No, not yet. You still have to pay me 50 cents.
No fair!
Okay, you have 2 choices. Either leave me to read the whole day or pay me 50 cents.
Fine, choose choice 1.
Okay, thanks.
What are you doing?
Reading about Abe Lincoln for a class assignment.
Who's Abe Lincoln?
Abe Lincoln is Abraham Lincoln, a famous president.
Can you read your assignment to me, please?
Fine.
Thank you.
Abe Lincoln was born in 1809 in a log cabin near Hodgenville, Kentucky.
He was the 16th president of the USA?
Correct. He led the U.S. during the Civil War.
He went to school for less than a year, but loved books.
Started a store in New Salem, Illinois, but failed.
What is New Salem?
New Salem is a city.
Oh, okay.
He studied and he moved to Springfield, became a lawyer. In 1858, Lincoln ran for Congress against Stephen Douglas.
Are you done yet?
No, be quiet.
I'm bored.
Abe and Stephen argued about slavery.
But he lost the election?
Yes, but he was known very well.
Okay.
On April 14th, Lincoln went to see a play. John Wilkes Booth, a well-known actor, shot Abe and killed him. It was buried in Springfield. It's all right, Cody. All people die.
I don't want to die.
Well, you're going to die whether you like it or not.
But still, I don't want to die.
You're going to die.
Fine. I still don't want to die. Are you done now?
Yes, and get out. I'm trying to work.
I thought you said that you were done.
I am, so get out, dude.
Fine. Can you help me on my assignment?
Do it yourself.
Aw, man. It's time for lunch.
Ooh, lunch.
You don't get lunch until you help me.
I'll make my own lunch. Even though I'm lazy, I'll make my own lunch.
Yellow, what you doing?
My homework. What are you doing here?
Homework?
In my house?
What are you doing for homework?
A biography about Aaron Burr.
Need any help?
Sure. Do you want to talk about him?
Yeah, dude. Where do we start?
Did you know Aaron Burr was born February 6, 1756?
And he was Vice President of the United States for 4 years.
True that. He also was charged for murder for killing Alexander Hamilton in a duel.
I have a book about him somewhere. There it is.
Let's see. Ooh, it says he faced charges of treason.
Oh, my mom just called and said that I need to help her with her homework. Gotta go, bye!
She's crazy.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Bye!
Famous People Smackdown.
Dun, 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 dun.
Here comes Barack Hussein Obama and Jackie Roosevelt Robinson. Now, before anything, a quick battle that will make our contestants aware of what kind of battles they will be in today. Now it's time for a warm-up. Coolest nickname battle.
Barry Obama, a.k.a. Barack Obama, as his friends called him.
Here comes the Dark Destroyer!
The Dark Destroyer
wins!
1 point to Jackie Robinson. The next battle is a chess tournament. We're basing this battle off intelligence level.
As he was a kid, Barack Obama studied quite hard. 9 out of 10 smart score.
Jackie Robinson was pretty smart for his age, but not the smartest.
Okay. Barack Obama is the winner. But that's not as fair a battle as this one. Introducing the final battle, a hot dog eating competition. 10 minutes, infinite hot dogs. Whoever shall digest the greatest number of hot dogs shall win. The whole thing. Tres, dos, uno, go! Okay, Jackie Robinson has digested his first hot dog. What do you have to say for yourself?
I feel great!
And Barack Obama is finally done. What do you have to say for yourself?
Snorf.
Lots of hot dogs later. 15 seconds left. And time's up. Scores. Jackie Robinson, 82 hot dogs. Barack Obama, 31 hot dogs. Wait a second. Where are you going, Jackie Robinson?
To the bathroom.
He's gonna blow!
I'm okay.
And if you thought our podcast is over, nope. We have more.
The life of Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson was born in 1919 in Cairo, Georgia. He was the first African-American in Major League Baseball. He died in 1972 in Stamford, Connecticut. We remember him because he stood up for others and he stayed calm when he was treated poorly.
Barack Obama's life. Barack Obama was born on August 1st, 1961. He graduated from Columbia University in 1983. He was part of the Senate in 2004 and was elected president in 2008 and started office in 2009 and ended office in 2017.
They were both remarkable historical figures. I cannot declare a real winner here. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Jeez, my homework is hard.
What is it?
Matter.
Cool.
Well, I kind of need some help here.
What do you need?
Cookies.
No, what do you need help with?
Homework.
What homework type?
Matter, and I already said that. So, I wasn't paying attention in class. What is it?
How many states?
Not on a map, silly.
No, states of matter.
Well, I know a bit about matter, but states?
They are called states of matter.
Nice factoid. Explain.
One state is solid. It's anything that takes its own shape. Like ice. The atoms don't move.
What else?
Another is a liquid. Like water, it takes the shape of its container. Inside, the atoms are free.
Got that.
Do you know any?
Gas, like steam or clouds. The matter gets energized when it gets heated and flows up.
Good.
I'm not sure if that's right.
It is. Plasma is complicated, but it's basically like lightning and stuff.
Okay.
There are three more, but those are super complicated.
Well, that puts me in a better state of mind.
We were talking about states of matter, silly. And that's everything.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening to Once an Eagle.